Now, the Hill of Uisneacht fire was lit last night, marking the start of summer, apparently. But as you probably noticed, temperatures which were sub-zero and frosty this morning make it seem a little bit more like December than May. Cian McCormack reports now on the start of summer, its traditions, sayings and whether this year's weather is unprecedented.
The fire is the signal that now is the summertime.
The Bealtaine fire was lit on the Hill of Uisneacht in County Westmeath last night.
The fire is lit as a signal to the whole country that the dark part of the year is over, the bright part of the year begins.
Marty Mulligan, a tour guide at the hill, describes what it looked like.
The sunset was spectacular, and as the sun set and then the fire illuminations began, I looked around me and saw all of the hills all around the circle, fires, 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 more fires.
But bonfires aren't our only May tradition. UCD folklorist Johnny Dillon.
We're welcoming the summer. People are often doing that with, kind of scattering flowers and things outside the house or at outbuildings or the local holy well. And then there's also a kind of certain degree of trepidation, the sense that, you know, the other world or kind of the supernatural forces are kind of impinging on this world as well at this time. But it marks the beginning of the bright half of the year in the same way that Halloween would mark the beginning of the dark half of the year.
Well, there's an old English saying that goes, never cast a clout until May is out. What does it mean? Does it fit into our traditions?
Yeah, it does. I suppose it's all about the idea of kind of looking towards the coming season. The beginning of May was a particularly auspicious time. You know, everything in nature was observed. So signs of the weather were observed. The appearance of the sky was observed. The moon, the strength and direction of the wind, the amount of rain, all of that would have been noted as an indication of the coming summer's weather. So a frost or snow at the beginning of May was quite an ominous sign, as was a kind of a cold east wind, but rain was expected and kind of welcomed throughout the month. Like there's another saying we have in Ireland, a wet and windy May fills the barns with corn and hay, or a wet May and a dry June makes the farmer whistle a tune. So there was a sense that, I suppose at this time, people are looking out as to see what the weather holds or what nature is doing around us. And then we're kind of extrapolating from that to see what the future holds more broadly.
Meteorologist Dr. Gerald Fleming says old traditions showed an understanding of nature and the seasons.
Before people could understand it scientifically, all they could understand was, you know, what they experienced and what their forefathers and foremothers experienced going back generations.
But in a week where there's been frost, sub-zero temperatures and even hail showers, when does the summer really start? Again, Gerald Fleming.
In meteorology, we say the summer starts on the 1st of June.
Certainly over the last number of the days, there's been such a mix of weather. I look out the window now, clear blue sky. This morning, frosty weather. Is it unprecedented?
So it's certainly not unprecedented. It's unusual, but unfortunately, and for many years, Met Ireland have issued warnings at this time of the year to soft fruit growers, but it is somewhat unusual.
When will the summer come?
Always the question in Ireland, and indeed, will we get a summer? And it's one of those things we just don't know, because the quality of seasonal forecasting in this part of the world, forecasting a month ahead, 2 months ahead, 3 months ahead, is still very weak.